It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome everybody. It's a beautiful day here in San Diego. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Gina Ruby, and we've got a show that's going to rock it today. In fact, have you ever thought you want a little more happiness in your life? Well, that's what this show is going to be all about. And, you know, happiness is, it's a word we toss around all the time, and people think, oh, yeah, I'm happy. But most people aren't happy. That I run across, you know, they might be happy for a moment. They might find buy a new car, buy a new house, get in a new relationship, find a new business, start a new business, and temporarily they're happy. But ultimately, happiness doesn't seem to last for too many people. So today, what we're going to be talking about are specific key strategies that you can use, some tools. Maybe we'll throw in a little wisdom there from our amazing guest, Jenny Harkland-Rode, that's going to be here. And it's going to help you to really embrace everything that's going on in your world. How cool would that be? You know, there's a kind of a happiness formula that I've found. It's like, you know, if you increase fulfillment of your desires in inverse proportion to your expectations. Think about that. You can probably have to think about that for a minute. But if you do that, what's going to happen is you will start to have more happiness. Sri Yukteswar, a sage from India, once said, I have no expectations of others, therefore they cannot go against my wishes. Interesting. Can you imagine, Gina, what that would be like? No expectations of others? So I know, me personally, I have a lot of expectations, and sometimes those get me in trouble, right? And I got a lot of desires. I want this. I want this new, you know, this new co-host to be with me always. I want to have more joy in my life, more fun. I want to travel more. I want to do all these desires, right? Well, you know, that is great to have desires, but if it's creating problems in our life, then not so much. You know, according to O.M. Shamara, who's an MD, in his book, The Art and Science of Happiness, our undue expectations are the major source of unhappiness. So how do we find happiness? Well, honestly, that's what this show is all about, right? Happiness is, honestly, it's stalled when we have too many desires. So I know for myself, what I try to do is have a quality of desire instead of a quantity of desires. But, you know, there's more than that. Have you ever noticed that some great feat or goal is accomplished? And this happens in my life all the time. There's a letdown. I know when I was in Penticton last year and competed for the World Triathlon event and, you know, placed number 10 in the world, right, in my age group. Pretty cool for a world ITU event. But after the event, there's this letdown. There's this like, isn't there more? Isn't there something? You know, in fact, sometimes when we have letdowns, we go to discontent, which I kind of felt that. There's a sense of frustration or a sense of maybe even depression for some of us. But, you know, the good news is that darkness is always followed by light, and light is always followed by darkness is what I'm trying to make the point. So, but I found this. I found true happiness comes from finding the courage to let go of those expectations and detaching myself from trying to control situations. Now, I want you to think about that, because that's not an easy task to do. In fact, I've been working on it for about 20 years. I've perfected it to a point, but let me tell you, there's still buttons that push me that when I don't get my way, I get frustrated or angry or upset in some ways. And I think we can all relate to that, right? So today it's all about us letting go of some of these beliefs and choices and expectations and maybe even some desires so that we can have more happiness. How's that sound? Sound good to you?
I love it.
I do too.
Yes.
All right. Well, Gina, Let's talk about happiness.
Yeah. And I like to use the word joy. That's just a personal preference for me, because sometimes happiness, people think, well, happenings outside, some kind of temporary circumstance, where joy really comes from the heart. And I want to kind of diffuse a massive assumption out there that if people are joyful and happy, it must mean nothing bad has ever happened to them.
And don't you think bad is kind of like just our wake-up call, though, to find more happiness?
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is we're all humans. And so some kind of crapola has happened to us somewhere, whether it's family trauma, financial trauma, physical trauma, and there's still the possibility to choose joy. So just because somebody looks attractive and joyful doesn't mean nothing bad has ever happened. They've learned the secret, the steps that we're going to talk about today, to actually tap into that joy in the midst of some pretty yucky stuff happening. And that's the key. is you can't just tell a depressed person, don't be depressed. That doesn't help them. But there's specific steps and tools and exercises. And obviously, Jenny's going to talk about that in the next segment of what to do when you are in that funk. And how do you truly authentically choose joy without feeling fake or feeling a fraud? And
yeah, well, you know, I as you're saying that, I'm thinking of my childhood. I'm thinking about, I wasn't taught any kind of tools that said if I was unhappy, there was something to do about it, right? I mean, you know, I think a lot of us stay victims of our own past, maybe ways we were raised or thinking, right?
We don't have the education, and we don't even know there's an option to choose joy. So, back in 2002, I'd been married for 13 years, and nobody puts on their vision board divorce or bankruptcy or, you know, cancer, but that stuff happens. And so 2002, after a 13-year marriage that I thought I'd be married till I was 90, my husband decided somewhere along the way to have an affair. And it got kind of muddy because he was a pastor, and I don't need to go into the details, but it was very scandalous.
But it was a wake-up call, right? And
yes.
Let me ask you something, because this is, I think, what happens for a lot of us that we have these surprise wake-up calls. Not for everybody, but for a lot of us, right? We're not paying attention to the warning signs. So in your case, were there warning signs?
In hindsight, there's always some warning signs there. But sometimes I believe life does kind of sucker punch us out of the blue. But what do we do with that sucker punch? Mm-hmm. And so for me, I just kind of froze. And I don't drink. I don't do drugs. My drug of choice is sleep, which seems harmless, but I was sleeping 18 hours a day for a month, not doing anything. And isolating and avoiding does not solve the problem. And being a victim, woe is me. And I had this epiphany one night in the middle of the night. God just said, okay, you can keep being a victim or you can choose joy. It's your choice. Now I knew I had choices. Up to then, I didn't know I had choices. I just thought, oh, poor me. And I'm like, whoa. Wasting my life is getting me nowhere. Choosing joy, I can find one thing in my day each day to be joyful for. And once I started exercising that muscle, it was a game changer of how I looked at things and how I behaved and how I started to take control, take the courage to make something of my life and not just be, wallow in pity.
That's powerful. And of course, I know you very well. And I know that you've made a lot out of your life, that you've got an amazing husband, that you have an amazing, a very successful business. You've got great friends. I know a lot of your friends. You got a yacht. I mean, what else do you want in life, right? You know, but it didn't come without a price. But, you know, and I want to back up for a minute because I think there are warning signs. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, most of the time, you're right. Sometimes life just dumps on us with there's nothing, you know, you didn't see it coming. But I would say for the most part, there are warning signs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And warning signs that things are off. Like for you, the sleep was a warning sign. Something's off here. Right.
Yeah.
For others, maybe it's they're angry. Okay. They're constantly upset. They're constantly angry. That's a warning sign. Maybe there's something in your body, the physical body, that's not right. Okay. I know you're fighting a disease right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have cancer. I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer 2.5 months ago.
Right.
And I learned from my last experience of, like, you know, going into depression didn't work. So now I'm just the opposite. I take the bull by the horns. How are we going to fix this? Who do I need to talk to give me the best education? And what are the steps that I need to do to save my life, but not just save my life, have a really good quality of life when I get on the other side of this healing?
That's good.
So it's proactivity that keeps us moving and choosing to find the joy and the gratitude in my day.
That's good. Because, you know, and I like what you said a little earlier about choice. It's amazing how a lot of times we don't feel like we have choice.
Right.
I know there have been times in my life I just thought, oh, this is just the way it is. And I would see out of these dark colored glasses, I would say, that life is just whatever way it was, right? If I'm in a poor relationship, life is just that way. If I'm in a lousy business, life is just that way. I've got to feel the pain and just stay in it. But that's not the way to go life, is it, Gina?
No, there's choices and there's options. And even with my weight loss clients, they don't know that they have the option to say no to wine and say yes to something that's more productive, or no to the, you know, dozen donuts. Once they know there's choices and there's options, that's where they get empowered. And they just, and it's fun to create options for them, and they get to come up and create the options that resonate with them so that they know they'll do it.
Yeah.
But having options is the key. Options of who to connect to, what to do, to course correct, and having mentors and coaches is a critical piece of that.
I think it's a really critical piece to it.
Yep.
Okay. So listen, you know, I have this amazing special guest coming up in my second segment here. Her name is Jenny Harklenrod. And we're going to be talking about, you know, how to create a pain-free life and thrive in the midst of all these storms that seem to hit us. So we're going to be right back.
Be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Voices of Courage. I'm your co-host, Gina Ruby, along with my host, Ken D. Foster. And we're brought to you by Women's Wisdom, connecting women in business and friendships for over 25 years. So now I get to introduce our fabulous guest today, Jenny Harklenrod. She is a speaker, a subconscious change expert, author, success-generating, big-hearted entrepreneur, business leader, and professional juggler, juggling four kids, two dogs, and a ferocious appetite
to transform lives.
Love it. And she's helping us to transform and succeed. So please join me in welcoming all the way from Escondido, California, Jenny Harklenrod, speaker, coacher, and cliff diver. Yay!
Thank
Yay,
you, guys.
Jenny.
Thank you,
all right. Welcome.
Well,
it's great to have you. You've been listening
Thank
to
you.
What we've been talking about, so
yes.
I'm going to just jump right into it. So what's the secret to creating a pain-free life?
This morning on the way down here, I was listening to a book, and I heard a quote by Albert Einstein, reality is an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, that is what I do. I help people change their reality by changing their perception. And there's so many people that are stuck in pain, pain of all types, physical pain, emotional pain, just unhappiness. And how do you get out of that? How do you turn it around? Like Gina said earlier, how do you just turn off depression, right? What do you do? And so I've got a process that's simple, powerful, and effective that reprograms the subconscious mind. The subconscious is actually 1 million times more powerful than the conscious mind. It processes 40 million bits of information per second. It controls us 95 to 99% of the day. How we feel, how we think, how we act, how we react, that is the subconscious. And so if you can tap into that power and change the perception, that changes the reality. And that's how you get rid of pain.
But isn't that the secret that everybody's been wanting to know?
Yes.
How the heck do you tune into the subconscious mind to reprogram? Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I have a process. It's actually a type of almost kinesiology. We do muscle testing. We tap into the subconscious mind and we find out what is getting in the way. So when somebody comes into our office to meet with myself or one of the professional facilitators that we have, the question is, what's the goal? What do you want different, right? We all know what we don't like, what's not going right, but what do you want to change? And we have a process that actually opens the corpus callosum, which connects the two sides of the brain, the right and the left hemisphere. It forms new neural pathways so that the new reality is different. The new automatic is different and how you see things is different. And when you see things different, you act and react different. And then your reality is different and your world is different. So it's really a shortcut to happiness. And I love to share it with people.
Yeah. So how has it changed your life? Did you have an epiphany?
Well, August 10th, 2013, 11:05 a.m., Mount Laguna, California. Mm-hmm. I lay motionless at the bottom of a 10-foot rocky cliff with pain radiating throughout my body. Life Flight ziplining me up to a hovering helicopter. I had broken my back. And when that happens, life stops. And I had some thinking time. And like Ken said, there's signs along the way. Well, I was pushing through all the signs because I didn't know how to deal with the signs. I didn't know what to do to make my life better. Financially, my life was great. I had built a huge, successful real estate business in San Diego. We were producing double digits in the millions, but everything else about my life was pretty rough. I had physical health problems my whole life, chronic pain issues. I was always popping pain pills, having surgeries, just trying everything I could to get through every day. My marriage was rough. Some of my relationships and my family were rough, and I just was pretty unhappy, but I faked it. I put on a happy face. Nobody really knew what was going on. I was up on stage getting awards for all the, you know, big money deals I was doing, and then I would go home and cry. You know, and I didn't know how to get out of it. So that cliff experience was my wake-up call.
So how did you get out of it?
Well, years of struggle. What happened was I just kept getting worse. And so I looked for help. Chiropractor, acupuncture, massage, physical therapy. What do I do? How do I get over this? And the pain just kept increasing instead of decreasing. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't drive. I couldn't live my life. And so I finally found a doctor, a medical doctor turned kinesiologist. We met and he said, you know, all that pain you're experiencing, it's all emotional. And I said, that can't be true. I mean, this is like,
MD that told you it's all emotional.
Yes,
I love this.
Very forward thinking.
Well, you know, he said, you've done everything. You've had surgery. It's been corrected. You've seen everyone. It's been years. It can't be physical anymore. What's really going on with your life is what he asked me.
Wow. And so did that lead you to Psych-K?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. The process that I used with him, 6 sessions later, I was pain-free and back to yoga class and doing everything I loved. And it fascinated me. How could the power of my mind transform my pain that fast? So I decided to leave my successful career, sell my big house, and study the mind and the power of the mind. And I kept searching processes until I found one that was just, it was too good to be true, really. I mean, in a weekend, my marriage problems of 20 years transformed. And I thought, I have to share this with the world.
So without giving away all the secrets, what are one or two morsels you did that were just game changers, life shifters?
You or clients. I'm very interested in knowing how this works. Because are you the only one that got results? Or
no, absolutely not. I have this funny thing that happens with my clients. When they leave, I say, okay, just so you know, this isn't a setup. When you leave and your life is so much better, it's actually like that. I didn't call your husband and your kids and your friends and your boss and tell them to like act a certain way.
Act different towards them. They're crazy and now they're not.
Right. And so when I call them a week later to check in, the first thing they say is, did you call everybody? And I say, no, I didn't call everybody. But what happens is when you reprogram the mind, the subconscious mind, to see what you want, that is what you see. And when you see what you want to see, mm-hmm. then you respond different, you act different. And then the people act different back. And it's just like, how did that all happen? Especially if you're trying to fix a relationship. How could changing one person's mind fix the relationship? Well, when that person changes, it changes the whole dynamic.
Especially because it's all about the other person. I mean, it's never about me. It's about my wife. Come on.
You guys all know that. Change.
Exactly.
But that's so cool. Yes. So you change their perception, so the reality looks different, and then their actions are different.
Absolutely.
And then that person feels it, too. So then their actions, they're not defensive or shut down. It's pretty phenomenal.
It's a snowball.
Jenny, all right.
And it's quick.
It's quick. Yeah, I was going to ask you, is it painful? I mean, do I like when somebody works with you?
Yeah.
Is it emotionally painful for some people or no?
It depends on how deep people want to go. Mm-hmm. Some people want to go back and see like, what's the root of this thing? Mm-hmm. And other people more like me, like, let's just move forward. Okay. Like we don't need to go into all that. And this process actually works either way.
Wow.
So it depends how they want to experience it. And also we check in with their system and see what their system needs to experience. Okay. Maybe there's a message they need to know and we need to get that to them.
Okay.
So why should people do this kind of work?
Because it's so easy to feel better. It's so transformative and we struggle. You know, for 20 years, I would wake up in the morning and I would say, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm terrific. No, I'm not. And I just couldn't change how I was feeling.
Yeah.
So this process actually changes the subconscious, which runs how we feel.
Okay. And it sounds like it's a much quicker, and we know there's a place for therapy and hypnotherapy, but this sounds like it's an even quicker shift where you get them on the path where they want to be without a lot of, you know, multiple visits.
Yes, it's scientific. So we're actually changing the brain. There's been brain maps done and it shows the new neural pathways that are formed within minutes during the process. Yeah.
So I'm driving in my car right now listening to Voices of Courage Radio with Ken D. Foster and co-host Gina Ruby. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is great. Sounds like this works for people, but it probably won't work for me. My life is too complicated. I've got too much going on. I'm not too busy. I don't know if I'd even have time to go to some session with Jenny. How do you deal with that? How can people get tuned in and actually get on purpose to do the work?
Absolutely. Well, they can jump on a webinar that I've got next week, Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., May 29th. They can go to transformmypain.com and they can register for the complimentary webinar. They can also download a free workbook, A Pain-Free Life, and start right there. Now, we have facilitators that work over Zoom. You can do this long distance. So, you know, commit an hour to change your life. It's really not that difficult.
That's great. You know, I'm going to go ahead and put transformyourpain.com, that webinar. I'll put that up on our site also so you can go to transformmypain.com or voicesofcourage.com. You can, either way, you'll be able to get it. When's the webinar coming up again?
Tuesday, May 29th, 7 p.m.
Well, and it's nice to know anybody in the country can maximize from your abilities.
Absolutely.
To transform their life.
Yes.
So the whole world.
Jenny, what's the biggest transformations you've seen with people?
I see people's pain, physical pain, disappear when they come into the office to work on their emotional pain, which fascinates them and fascinates me. They say something like, I need a knee replacement. That's why I'm limping. We work on something with their marriage and they come back in and they say, my knee's not hurting anymore.
That's interesting. You know, I had a major injury a year and a half ago with my leg, and I went to a person that worked similar to you. She disconnected the pain from the brain, right? Or the brain from the body somehow. And all I know is I got incredible results within a very short period of time. So that's I believe awesome. In this work. This work yeah. works.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
powerful.
Good.
Yeah, and it's nice to know there's people like you out there who are gifted in it. And it's not woo-woo. It's not like, you know, placebo. It really is scientific, physiological changes that you can help create in the brain for people to have the choices and the option now to do something differently in their life rather than just live with emotional pain, physical pain, spiritual pain.
Yes, you can flush it out in minutes. You can. And I've studied with a lot of scientists, with a lot of doctors, and it is really fascinating how the cells and how the cells perceive the emotions. It changes what's going on in the chemical and biological environment of the body.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, listen, coming up in our next segment, I'm going to be asking Jenny how the subconscious mind is totally running our lives and how we can transform that immediately. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. And our show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom. Women connecting women in friendship and business for over 25 years. You can find them on the web at womenswisdom.net. I'm here in studio with my co-host, Gina Ruby, and also our amazing guest, Jenny Harkland-Rode. And we're talking about how the subconscious mind is running our lives and how we can stop it so we can have more joy and happiness and presence in our life.
Right on. I'm excited to hear just a couple of processes during the break. I asked Jenny if she could share a process and would love to hear if that's something we could do right now.
Oh, yeah. To stop running
Absolutely.
This crazy mind, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Stop running it. So the subconscious, it's a good thing. It's so powerful because we learn to do something and then it becomes automatic. We don't want to have to think how to walk every time we walk or how to drive every time we drive or a sport or music. You hear muscle memory, like you get it down. So the subconscious helps us in so many ways. But what happens is from in utero all the way up to about 7 or 8, we're just a sponge taking in all these programs of everything we see around us. That becomes our programming. And then our subconscious just works on recreating that the rest of their lives. So you hear of somebody that says, oh, I was abused. And how do I keep getting abusive relationships? Because that's the programming. And so we got to get rid of the programming that's not creating the life that you want. If there's something in your life that you don't like, it's because you do not have a program to support that goal. period. It's that simple. So the first thing is the subconscious is sensory. It doesn't necessarily speak in the same language that we would write a positive affirmation. So sometimes when we write down what we want, the subconscious doesn't even understand it. If it doesn't understand it, it can't create it. So if you write a statement, it has to be first person, present tense, short, positive, and emotionally meaningful. First off. Okay?
So let me give an example of that, right?
Yeah.
I am generating $10,000 or more per month by January or July 1st, 2018 or sooner.
Perfect.
How's that?
Exactly. That's exactly how you do it. And then what you need to do is describe that to the subconscious mind. First, visually, what's going to look different if you're generating that money? And that's a hard question. People think, oh, well, I would feel. No, how would it look? What if somebody was watching a video of your life and that started happening? What would they see different? What would look different? So you really have to like think about that. What would change?
So you think of your life as a little like a movie almost. Movie, and you're creating this movie. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely.
So you're visualizing what are the props or what's in the movie when I'm generating this kind of income. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Does your house change? Does your bank account change? Does your car change? Does your vacation change? What looks different? Does the housekeeper show up? I mean, if there's more money, what changes? Next is auditory. Remember, this is getting it into the subconscious. So what are other people going to say if this is now happening to you? What positive comments are you going to hear from your spouse, from your family, from your friends, from your coworkers? What are they going to say? Ken, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Is that what they're going to say? What are they going to say? So that's the next part. Then what are you going to tell yourself? You know, like, I knew I could do this. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good job.
You know, something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Then the last part is how is it going to feel? And you really need to close your eyes and feel how that feels. That's how the subconscious understands what you want.
Can I put on some music to feel it? Like something to dance to or something and
if
just
you
celebrate?
Want to. I don't normally do it that way.
Just throw
that
why not?
Dance. So I have a quick question.
Yes.
This flow is beautiful and it gives people like a nice formula, a very simple formula to follow. I know years ago when I was living a life of scarcity and then kind of fell into this abundant life, I just was doing what I was doing, but all of a sudden was making a lot of money. If I were to visualize, I could visualize, oh, beautiful house on the beach and I walk on the beach and I take 3 trips a year. And then what will people say? I know back then my mind would have been like, oh, wow, is she going to become rich and greedy and snobby now that she makes a lot of money? And then that kind of derails the whole feeding. So that's a place to catch yourself to go, wow, that's an interesting thought. Is that true?
A limiting belief.
Yeah. So maybe as they're going through this process, they even kind of catch themselves to kind of weed, like, you know, just kind of cherry pick out some of those weeds so that it becomes very cohesive and very positive to feed what we want to feed the subconscious and not put some more weeds in there.
Absolutely. You know? And at the end of those 3 steps, it's also important to ask yourself, now that I've seen and heard and felt what that's going to be like, is that what I want? And sometimes people say, no. So let's go back and make sure the goal is what you really want.
And I would almost plus that. I think I would say the other thing after they go, yeah, this is what I want. This is what I feel. This is what I taste, feel, touch, smell. Yes, it's there. I see it. I'd say, what are the 3 most important action steps I can take to generate that in my life now?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you get this and now it's sinking into the subconscious from what I'm hearing you say, right?
Yes.
And now you get to put action steps to reverse engineer it. So if by December 31st, I want to be this person, then reverse engineer so that 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, 1 day, what do I have to do today to have that cumulative dream come true?
Absolutely. So there's one little step in between that we're missing here, which is what we do, right? So we figure out for the subconscious all the details, but then we need to program this into the subconscious mind.
Do you have to release some beliefs too? Because it's like if the glass is all filled up, right? You know, all filled up, and you're now trying to put in some more beliefs and everything into that glass, it doesn't hold anything. Is that part of this process or not?
I look at it more like you're going down a freeway and you keep getting off at this old off ramp because you used to live there and it's just a habit to go there. And so And so what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of that off ramp. And next time you go down the freeway and try to get off, you can't because it doesn't exist. But now there's a ramp going off the other way. That's what happens.
So there's infinite possibilities in the mind. And what we're doing is we're releasing their, or getting rid of these old freeway patterns, right?
Yes. We're a new path. Yeah. We're taking a new path.
New path. Okay. Yeah. So I hear the skeptics already out there. They're already, I'm listening to
too
you.
Good to be true.
I hear your mind. I'm right here in studio, but I can hear you driving right now with skepticism, right? Jenny, how do you overcome the skeptics?
I have hours of video and science on my website that documents with brain maps what happens to the brain. And then I have lots of testimonials of clients who have shared their experience of how this process actually changed their life so fast and easy.
Where can they get that again?
BalancedU.org is my main website.
Okay, spell that out, please.
BalancedYOU.org. There's all sorts of information there that they can get to find out more about this process. If they go to First Appointment Prep, that's where all those videos are.
Okay.
And is there like a 15-minute free consult where they can just have a chat with you or anything?
Actually, a 30-minute free consult. Okay. They can chat with myself or any of my professional facilitators. They can sign up right on the website to do that.
Yeah, so
and
if
there's no
curious,
obligation. There's no high pressure.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like what we do on that call is we find out what's working, what's not working, what they want to be working, and if we have a process that can help them.
That's good.
And many times if they just find there's one person in their corner, that helps. And if they know this really is scientific, it's not, you know, go off into the woods with some kind of, you know, crazy get up and do weird stuff. It's just being their regular professional.
Wait a second. I don't have to walk on fire and jump off telephone poles.
And break boards
to get this, to change my mind. I don't understand this.
Simple, powerful, effective. That's what we go for.
Yeah, I like that. It's non-threatening. Yes. And if their life ain't working, try something new.
So, absolutely.
So, and let's just talk about that. Specifically, what areas seem to be the most advantageous to transform it using this process? Is it relationship, finance? Is it business? Is it health? What do you focus on the most?
Yeah, so I'm passionate about helping people overcome chronic pain, like we spoke about a little earlier today. The website transformmypain.com has some free resources there for people because for my experience, I tried everything to get out of pain and then I had tried it all. What's left? And they told, the doctor said, you know, you're just going to have to live like this. That's not okay. There's 100 million people in America suffering from chronic pain. Hmm. What do they do? How do they get out of it? And I talk to them every day and they're skeptical because they've tried it all.
Do you think people like yourself, I'm going to use, were you, when you were in this chronic pain, do you think you were creating accidents to get more pills? To go into that kind of that, you know, pain pills are very addictive and they're very seductive, right? So I think people do that.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, you know what? Here's what happened with me and pain pills. So I didn't get addicted to pain pills until kind of towards the end of my pain stuff.
Right.
And when I tried to get off them, the doctor said, well, how about you just instead of taking them every 4 hours, do like 4.5 hours? And I said, oh, okay, I'll do that. It got to 4 hours in a minute and I started to panic and I realized, wow, I would lie to a doctor to get these pills.
Right.
I would do anything to get these pills. Like this is, wow. I had no idea. Right. And so this process that I use actually gave me the strength and the courage and the understanding to, once I figured out what was going in the subconscious and why I was taking the pills, I was addicted to the pills, but the reason I was addicted to them and taking them, it was because it was numbing me from my life, from my emotions. The minute I realized that, I never took another one, even though I had to go through the 10 days of throwing up and freaking out. But I could do it because I understood
what
was going on.
But isn't that, you know, there's a lot of people numbing out there, Jenny. And I just, can this process help them? I mean, sometimes we numb out by overeating. Sometimes we numb out by over sporting. I mean, too much exercise. I mean, sometimes we numb out by
bad relationships.
Yeah. You know, we just get in that comfort zone and just think this is the way it is. So can you deal with that? Can you help people pretty quickly with that? Or
if they want to do it, that's the key, right? Because if you stop numbing out, you got to deal with stuff.
Yeah.
So are you ready to deal with stuff? Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And like we talked last time, it can hurt once you start numbing. It can hurt a lot more, but it gets you to the healing. It gets you to the other side.
You know what I find too, I have to say, because I've been doing this work with clients for 21 years myself, is that the pain doesn't last that long. Okay. The ego, the mind wants to say it's going to last forever. Mm-hmm. You know, oh gosh, it's going to be too hard to lose weight. It's going to be too hard to give up my pain pills. It's going to be too hard to do emotional freedom work. Oh my gosh. But the truth is, it doesn't last that long. What's been your experience, Jenny?
It doesn't last that long at all. It's not that bad. I mean, I've done some study with some doctors that really say that pain is the subconscious blocking emotions, so you don't experience them. But really, what's worse, like feeling sad or like having a knee that you can't walk?
You just said something really important. Say that again. Pain is the subconscious mind
blocking emotions.
Blocking emotions.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's interesting. Yep. So if you have any pain, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritual, relationships, business, career, health, anywhere in your life, it's emotional is what I'm hearing.
I told a client the other night, she's got bone spurs in her shoulder. She couldn't sleep because when she lays on her side, it hurts.
Yeah.
And I asked her to think about what's emotional in your life. And she said, oh my gosh, my shoulders stopped hurting and I could sleep. And then she said, oh, but then the next night it started hurting again. And we were talking about, well, what else is going on? What about what's coming up in the future? What are you nervous about? And she goes, oh, you know, so it's fascinating.
Yeah. And every pain we've ever had, that when we deal with it, I love taking pain and going, how did I grow from it? And what did I learn from it? And how can I be better? So everything that's been horrifically painful in my life, I didn't like the feeling of it, but I dealt with it. And my life is so much better because I dealt with it. And I made it, I always call it making beauty from ashes. It's so possible to take some ugly, really ugly circumstances in life and make it beautiful if we choose to. It's a choice. Yes.
There's always a message, I believe. Mm-hmm. What can we get from it? Why is it there?
And then to pay it forward and help other people.
Yes.
Help them get out of their pain.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't
live
your purpose.
All right. So let's talk again. How can people get a hold of you? And I think, didn't you say you had a freebie or something they could get?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. On transformmypain.com, they can get a free workbook to get started on figuring out what's going on, what's causing pain, and how to get over that. Some of the steps we talked about today. There's also a free webinar on May 29th at 7 p.m. where we're going to talk about overcoming chronic pain. And they can schedule a complimentary session with myself or one of my professional facilitators on that website as well. 30 minutes, finding out what's working, what's not, what they want to change, and how we can help them.
That's great.
Awesome.
Okay. Any final thoughts for our audience?
You know, we have so much power to change our life. We can change anything. And we get slathered in these limiting beliefs, this self-sabotage and mind chatter. And I just want people to know that you can change it. I mean, Today, your whole life can be totally different.
Today. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, they say it takes 21 days or 30 days to change a habit. And really, it can take 3 seconds. When you decide and you're determined and you have the right people around you and the right steps, it really can happen that fast.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm out of time. I'd love to have you back. I want to talk about placebo effects and how they impact. Does this work with those? We've got lots going on there. So I'd love to have you back. Will you come back sometime?
Absolutely. Okay. So much fun.
All right. Thanks,
great.
Jenny.
All righty. We will be right back. We're going to be talking about the next segment. We're going to be talking about how to daily have more joy and happiness. Actually, Gina Ruby's going to give us some specifics around that. And we're going to plus what Jenny has said, so stay tuned.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at StarsOfCourage.org. That's StarsOfCourage.org. Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and break through obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to Voices of Courage. I'm Gina Reba, your co-host, along with host Ken D. Foster. And we're brought to you by Women's Wisdom, connecting women in business and friendships for over 25 years, of which I love that group. And then every week, Ken does a segment from his book, The Courage to Change Everything. And I'd love to hear a segment out of that book today, Ken.
Thank you so much, Gina. Wow. You know, what a powerful show this has been with Jenny. That was incredible and lots of wisdom, amazing wisdom coming through. I wrote this book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. And I wrote it for individuals that really want to change their life and take their life to a new level and have inspiration every single day and trampled with a little wisdom thrown in there to help them to really connect with their higher self, right? That place that's higher in all of us, that knows the right things to do, that knows the ways to go, the choices to make. So this comes from day 102. Real courage is doing the right thing when nobody is looking. Justin Cronin. Have you ever thought about increasing your happiness? If so, then think about being a smile millionaire. What's a smile millionaire? It's a term coined by the great spiritual teacher Paramahansa Yogananda. These are people who seem to be happy all the time naturally, and their faces show it. What do you believe they focus on to be happy so often? Well, think about a person who has learned to create millions of dollars. What do you think they focus on to make millions of dollars? I'll tell you that both smile millionaires and money millionaires use their awareness to envision their dreams and then harness their mind and willpower to generate what they want. St. Thomas of Aquinas was asked at the end of his life how he loved so much. He said, "I willed it." You too can use the power of your attention and dynamic will to create or be what you choose, be it a smile millionaire or a money millionaire or a lot more of a loving of a person. Today, ask three questions. What am I willing to be more aware of so I can create the amount of joy and happiness in my life that I choose? Number two, what has to happen for me to smile more? And number three, how can I use my will to create greater love and wealth in all areas in my life? Actions, make a list of what you will use your willpower to generate. Wow. Love that.
That's good.
I love reading the book myself.
And did you know smiling actually does many things physiologically and it releases endorphins. So when people are sad or depressed, or there's a loved one that's ill, or they're going through trauma, and they feel like smiling is fake because they don't feel happy, it doesn't matter. Smiling, the instant they smile, it sends endorphins out. It changes the shift of their energy, and they can think of something to smile about without just smiling out of the blue. Think of a newborn baby and how yummy they smell when they're all clean, or your little doggy, something visually, and it can shift that energy. Because when we're going through tough stuff, I had a friend whose husband had Alzheimer's for quite a few years, and that's not a fun road to walk down. And she felt guilty being joyful. And you and I talked yesterday in the midst of life not being so great and really being in the dumps, we still have to find some joy in our life to so that we're not sucked down into that vortex
And I think we have to acknowledge when it's not going great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hey, listen, you're dealing with Alzheimer's with a parent that's in a hospital or a child that's hurt or injured or sick. Listen, that's no fun, you know, and to be sitting around and smiling and going, oh, that's great. That's fake, right? Because you're going to feel emotion. You're going to feel pain. But what we're talking about here is that in spite of difficult situations and circumstances, we can still tune in to that joy that's within us and not get too attached to those circumstances.
Yeah. And do something nice for somebody. The best way to feel less crappy about yourself is just to do a random act of kindness. If someone's in the hospital, a loved one, bring the nurse a note or give them a smile or say how much you appreciate them. There's so many things that make us feel good by paying it forward that make them feel good without being fake and overdone.
You know, one of the questions I ask when I wake up every single morning is, what can I do for Judy, my wife, to make her life better? Every day I ask that question, right? And I believe she asks the same thing for me. In fact, I know she does because the way my life shows up, she this morning nurtured me with all these green drinks and all this love before I left for the show, right?
Yep.
But, you know, the point here is that we have control over that. We can wake up and think unselfishly of how to give. Because, you know, being a smile millionaire is really talking about feeling a sense of inner joy within us. And how do we do that? I know me personally, I wake up just this morning. I woke up and thought, what am I grateful for today?
Yeah.
First thing, one of my eyes popped open, right?
Yeah. And I just heard this quote yesterday from my really sweet friend, Melissa Woods, if she's listening. She said, you can't be grateful and feel fear at the same time. Either you're super grateful and things are, you're thinking of inspiring things and how much goodness there is, and fear is not in that window. So you can, what you focus on, you create. And again, life can be in mayhem. And some people out there might feel like, I want to feel joy. I really want to feel joy, but I am just so down in the dumps with whatever trauma is going on. And when we talked yesterday, it does take something bigger than ourselves, a higher power. I call it God, where we can cry out. And it's pretty phenomenal that when life just really sucks, we can draw on that power and find authentic joy.
And I like asking questions like silly questions. As you know, as the infinite being I am, would an infinite being like me really need to be down and out for days, weeks, or months, right? I don't think the answer is yes to that.
Right.
But I do ask those kind of questions. And, you know, when my kids were young, my grandkid, actually, Ella, she was about 3 years old. And I noticed that she would get upset and then she'd get over it within like 60 seconds, right? I thought, man, that's pretty cool. I want to know how to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
What was her secret? Did you ask her?
Hey, her secret was, I'm not sure what her secret is. She's a little young when to ask her, but here's what I learned. I learned that there is a lot of science around it that feelings pass through us in 90 seconds, right? So if you're feeling something more than 90 seconds, it's probably turned into a thought it's spinning around in your head, right? That feeling or that thought is now creating an emotion in your body, right? For better or not, right? Good thoughts, hey, that's great. Let's feel them longer for 90 seconds. But the negativity, we can get that out of our bodies within 90 seconds. So what I did, I set my intention. I'm going to get this out. I'm going to learn this and do it and practice it every day. It took me about 2 years, but I can release anything within 90 seconds today.
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, venting is good. We have to be real. I'm not, you know, Pollyanna, oh, everything's great and roses and lilies. I choose to focus on the positive side because there's always a negative and positive side, but I'm also a realist. And there are some times where I do kind of get a little ticked off and I'll give myself a 10-second window, or I'll tell my husband, I'm just going to vent for 15 seconds. I just got to get it out. And I'll be like, and then at 15 seconds, I'm like, okay, where are we going to go? And it's like, how do you do that? And I'm like, I had to get it out. I let it go and I'm focused on something better.
That's good.
And
my wife does the same thing. She does. It's just amazing how fast she can let that stuff go. After being intense, I'm like, I felt those intense emotions going, oh, now I got to clear that.
I know. I've dumped on my husband. I'm like, okay, where are we going to go?
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, I got to now clear.
Yeah, now I got to clear.
Yeah.
So there is a Buddhist saying that says, hold on to your own suffering, right? Hold on to your own suffering. Don't spew it out on others.
Yeah.
yeah. others. And
I have another friend who says, I don't want to get your ick on me.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
take, you know, I'll listen with an objective ear, but I don't want to be thrown up on.
Yeah.
And, you know, but let's talk about the steps really quickly because I know okay. time's ticking.
Let's
so
do it.
The steps to joy is definitely first thing in the morning. Like you say, what is your intention? Meditation is a great thing to do in the morning. Just focusing on the day, focusing on your intention. Most likely something's going to go that's not planned, big or little, and really drawing to source. You know, I always ask God, give me the wisdom to handle today what I'm not expecting and help me to make someone's day and just be joyful. And then the people you surround yourself with is so important. You know, the five people you spend the most time with are what you're like.
You take on their beliefs, they take on yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I look for people who are as fit or fitter than me and as fun or more fun than me, who I really look up to. I have a gazillion friends and it's very eclectic. But the people that I admire and trust, I want to emulate that. I want to make my life better every single day. We're on this planet for just a few, you know, years of our lives and to make it better. So let's make it better. And the other thing was gratitude. Just focus on your day. Whose day can you make today?
Absolutely. And I'll throw in one more. What has to happen for you to increase your courage so that you can do everything that Gina just said and everything that our guest Jenny just said, right? Increase your courage, take those next steps.
Yeah.
Gina, I want our guests or listeners to know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is my Facebook, Gina Ruby, GINARUBY, and just private message me or put a picture, question on my Facebook because I love engaging with social media. And whether there are people that are going through cancer like I am right now, I know nobody who's having this easy of a journey after two rounds of chemotherapy, and it's a very, very heavy cocktail. But there's specific things I'm doing to make it a game changer, and I want other people to be able to at least have those options. But also people dealing with weight loss. That's, two-thirds of our country is overweight or obese. So feel free to ask me any question you have on Facebook, and I'd love to engage.
Okay, so Facebook, and one more time, Gina Ruby.
Gina Ruby on Facebook.
Is there more than one Gina Ruby? Is this just
no,
the
there's
Gina.
Only
there's
one
just
Gina
the
Ruby.
Gina Ruby. Okay. Okay, good. Well, we'll check that out. All righty. Well, what a show we've had. I hope that you've really enjoyed this show. Please tell your friends about us. You can go to voicesofcourage.us for the replays of the show. Also, Jenny's got a free gift up there for our guest, and transformmypain.com is her website. So hope you'll tune in next week. And hey, listen, give us some likes. Let us know that you're out there. Let us know what you want us to talk about. And we will do that every single week.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.